You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, new 105.5 WPHM. I am Steve Green. I'm filling in for Paul Miller, who is off today. He's back tomorrow. He's going to be in studio. So don't worry, I won't be behind the mic tomorrow. Just doing your news. We've got a pretty fun event. I've done it a couple of times. I've been one of the guests out at LBMA Fest, which is coming up. Right here, I've got Josh Raynard. What involvement do you have? You're kind of the brains behind it all, right?
I don't know if I would go that far. I am the president on the board of the organization, but there's currently five of us that get together basically every other week to plan, you know, the three annual events that we now have.
What I really love is what the proceeds from these events go for. They go for music education, right?
Yes, music education, arts, community. You know, those are our main focuses. You know, just because we want to promote, you know, all the different type of arts in the area, whether it's musicians, painters, crafters, food vendors, all of that stuff. We're trying to, you know, keep the community lively.
So happening this Saturday, LBMA Fest, this is one of your three events that take place between spring and fall, correct?
Yeah, so back in March, we hosted what we call our orphaned instrument auction, which is where we get a lot of our proceeds that will go towards our music scholarship programs and the instrument giveaways that we have. So this next event is LBMA Fest. This is our sixth annual LBMA Fest at Marysville Park, June 20th. And then in September, we're going to be having our 15th annual Blue Chiligrass Festival at Goodells County Park.
And this Saturday's festival runs 12 to 8, right?
Yes.
You mentioned the Chili Bluegrass Festival. Did I say that backwards?
Yeah, most people do. It's okay. It's a lot of words.
It is. Can you give us a little example of what types of music we might get at LBMA Fest this weekend?
So LBMA Fest is kind of more of a rock-oriented, experimental, electronic, you know, that kind of vibe. You know, it kind of varies, but that's kind of like the main theme. You know, if you're into like some heavier rock type stuff, you'll be into it.
Free event, vendors, some music, and is this the festival that you give away the auctions or give away the scholarships? Or is that coming up here in the fall?
So you can sign up for the scholarships at this festival, which we give away. Let me think for a second here and do the math. We give away about $2,500 worth of music scholarships every year. And then we give away over $2,000 worth of actual brand new musical instruments. So at LBMA Fest, June 20th, what we do is we have brand new instruments that we purchased with proceeds that we got from the orphaned instrument auction. We have some musicians who can play instruments. We set those instruments out, and kids are able to come up all day, play them. And then about halfway through the show, we raffle those instruments off. It's a free raffle, so kids age 6 to 16 are eligible to win these instruments that we give them away right at the festival. And then we do that same type of thing at Blue Chiligrass Festival in September, and that's where we award the actual scholarships as well.
Okay, I love that. That's going to actually transition me into our next guest here. Andrew Cook is one of the recipients of last year's scholarships that were given away at Blue Chiligrass Festival.
There you go. You got
all right.
It.
but... Andrew here is received the scholarship last year. He's been performing for a long time, but you've received that scholarship. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Like, let's start with your age.
I'm 13, and I play guitar, and like I can do a bunch of instruments: drums, bass, trumpet, piano, and I just like record myself at home and do all that.
That's so you do a lot of stuff at home. You were able to purchase some instruments, do any kind of education through the LBMA scholarship, right?
Mm-hmm. I paid off the rest of my trumpet for my band class so I could keep going, and now I'm doing marching band next year.
I might have missed that. You're 13 years old, and you've been interested in music for a very long time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Probably before you can actually remember, right?
Yeah.
So I little secret here. I've known Andrew for a very long time myself, a close friend. So 13 years old, you've been interested in music for a long time. What are some of your influences?
One of my first big influences was the Beatles and like Kiss and all of them, or Queen. But currently it's been a lot of like Foo Fighters, Smashing Pumpkins, like all of that stuff, Blink-182, like just like pop punk, like grunge and alternative rock.
I love that. And so everything from like what we'd consider classic rock these days to like 90s stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And current.
Yeah.
So big fan of rock. We're going to have you play here in just a little bit, but I want to make sure we cover all the bases about this weekend. Josh, what kind of lineup can we expect? You talked about some of the musicians, and Andrew's going to be one of them, right?
Yes, he is. so, like I said, we're focused on all the arts, and yeah, Andrew's kind of the story of the whole arc of our whole concept behind our festivals and these scholarships and everything, because not only do we want to give kids opportunity who might not be able to play an instrument or, you know, have access to an instrument, we want to give them the you know, opportunity to do that. And then also at some point, hopefully give them a platform to demonstrate what they've done. Andrew was one of our performers at the Orphaned Instrument Auction. He did great playing electric guitar. We had some technical difficulties, but he skated right through it like a seasoned pro, you know, which I can say I've seen seasoned pros not handle it quite as well as he did. And then, yeah, we invited him back to get on the bigger stage of the LBMA Fest this year. And we're really excited to have him, and he's going to be opening the event. And then we're going to move into some other local acts, Full Metal Mel, Heather Ann and the Heathens, Yeti, High Speed Moving Parts, Cast Iron Cornbread, and then Criminal Rock. So it's definitely going to be a fun-filled fest. A lot of variety in the style of music, but yeah, it's going to be a fun time for sure.
I love that. And the time again, one more. We run Saturday from 8 a.m. from noon until 8 p.m.
Yes.
Andrew, could you give us a little taste of what we can expect from you on Saturday?
Yeah, you can.
Again, he's 14 years old, right?
13. You've been yes, I'm close, almost 14.
Yeah, close to 14. Yeah, that's my mistake there. But just an amazing artist here. We're going to hear a little bit from him. Please. Thank you. It's amazing. Thank you so much. Andrew Cook, going to be performing at LVMA Fest. That is, you're not going by Andrew Cook when you have a band name, right?
Yeah.
All right. What is that?
My band name's the Ivy League. It was a full band before, but at this point I'm just doing it myself because I find it more interesting. Experiment by like, because without I don't have to use like real drums or anything. Just like experiment with like drum machines and doing it all myself.
Oh, so you've got like a whole setup that you can kind of bring and be. You're like your own one man band, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Andrew's going to be performing on Saturday at LBMA Fest from noon until 8. Josh Raynard from LBMA, I want to say thanks again for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
I love. Really, it's great. I'm a huge art nerd. I'm great. I love to get attention on the arts. So thank you for coming in. Appreciate it. And we'll see you on Saturday at LBMA Fest.